This is a production of Netcast Studio, online media for today's society. The new media broadcasting network dedicated to providing you content as it relates to your life. Whether it's technology, sports, educational, cultural, hobbies, or history, Netcast Studio has it all at netcaststudio.com.
Tech of Sports, episode 92, Brian Lozano of Parking Panda tonight on the Tech of Sports, Brian Lozano. Netcast Studio mobile apps are a great way to receive our content for your smart devices. There's an iOS and an Android app, and don't forget Stitcher Radio, where you can listen to Netcast Studio for all devices. The Tech of Sports is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network at techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's here. The Tech of Sports is also a production of Netcast Studio at netcaststudio.com. And just a quick reminder, you can also pull up past episodes and current episodes of the Tech of Sports on the, if you have a Roku box or some of the other set-top boxes that are available. So we're also on TV in audio form. We record every Wednesday, and you can join the chat room. Then you can listen to the show the next day, embed it, download it, it'll stream, and there's just a variety of ways to get it. And Bluehost Web Hosting is a proud affiliate of the show. And you can use the link netcaststudio.com/Bluehost Special to see what Bluehost is offering you. It's a great hosting company, and we're proud to be a partner with them here at the Tech of Sports and at Netcast Studio. And just want to welcome tonight Brian Lozano from Parking Panda to the show. And sometimes I have to go begging for people to come on the show, and it's not the case with Brian. Brian realized the value of being on the Tech of Sports, and that we weren't gonna beat him up too badly, and even though he's involved with parking, and you know, the one thing people, I think, if you take a survey of what they hate most about the fan experience of going to a sporting event or a concert or a speaking engagement, a large event at an arena or stadium, and it would be the parking. There, it's not only expensive, but it's not convenient a lot of times. And you're when you have to deal with a parking attendant, a lot of times you're treated fairly badly or rudely. So Parking Panda is a free app now that's trying to make parking easy. You can find, reserve, and redeem parking in advance of a game or an event. And they're working with MLB.com and various professional teams like the Atlanta Falcons, the Baltimore Ravens, the Washington Capitals, Minnesota Wild, the NBA's Washington Wizards, and more. And this is something that is more involved. This is a tech topic, but it's also involved with the business of sports, and we love talking to that. And Brian is the partner account manager at Parking Panda, so he's got a wealth of information, and he's joining us from Baltimore. What is the nickname of Baltimore, Brian? Is it the Charm City?
That's exactly right, Rick.
Wow.
It's Charm City. Wow, how'd you know that?
I seem to know nicknames of college teams and and cities and states. For some reason, I can remember that. I'm a good team trivia player at the your local sports bar. So you're laughing, but my wife and I we'll sit just us two at a table and take on tables of like 8 or 12 people and beat them. So it's you know, we have a Buffalo Wild Wings. We like to go and, right, and beat up. We don't win every time, but we're pretty competitive for two people sitting at a table. So
you're what we call in the trivia world the ringer. We're afraid of people like you.
certain topics, my wife would say, yes, I am a ringer. You know, when there's a and we'll get onto the topic, main topic here in a second. When there's a sports topic or a geography, right, or something, my wife can usually go to the bathroom because I can usually handle that. But when there's a topic, boy bands. You know, we rely on my wife or Sandra Bullock or Jennifer Aniston movies. We rely on her for those. So, Brian, thanks for being a good sport.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Rick. And then thank you for the awesome introduction. I feel like I don't have to say anything else more about what we do.
And that wraps up the Tech of Sports on a Wednesday. Now, give a little background on Parking Panda, how it kind of came about a little bit, Brian, and where you guys currently are sitting.
Yeah, absolutely. So we actually were founded in 2011 by our CEO and CTO right now, Nick Miller and Adam Zilberbaum. And, you know, the origin story of the company actually sort of comes with sports, its sports experiences. Our CEO at the time, when he was a Georgetown student in Washington, D.C., you know, he had a parking pad in a really, really busy street in Washington, D.C. And, you know, especially for a lot of people who are in metropolitan cities and they have garages that they don't use, This is sort of a similar experience. But at the same time, you know, when he would go back up to Baltimore, where he's from, and go to a Ravens game, he would see people selling, you know, parking spaces because there's so much volume, there's so much congestion, and people are just looking for parking all around the stadiums. So, you know, what he thought at that moment was there has to be a way to solve this issue because this is sort of this parking pain is ubiquitous. It's not just Nick's experience, but it's experiences all around cities, all around the country. You know, and we've had just a really good experience since 2011. We've grown to over 40 cities around the country. And actually, just recently, we launched in a second country, and we have some partner garages in Toronto. And basically, how we work is we partner with local garages, lots, and valets in cities around the country. And what we do is we create a platform using a free app. And just so you know, we just launched a redesigned app on the App Store, iOS, and Android that has a slew of new features. Really awesome. It's seamless. It's great. And basically, what a fan has to do is essentially go on an app or a website and for a game that they're looking to go to or an event or anything, really. And they can reserve parking for in advance, and they don't have to really worry about you know, going downtown and having to circle around for parking. And they already have a spot waiting for them when they use our user service.
Now, how far in advance does a fan have to reserve this? Can they do it on the way to the event?
Yes, they can.
Brian? Okay.
Yep. It's in real time. So the way sort of our system works is what we've come to recognize, especially this year, is this is when we started to really partner with professional sports and stadiums and venues, is essentially, you know, parking is sort of a means to an end, right? So we park to go to an event, park to go to a city, we park to do things. So that's why we've sort of started to park with, you know, these teams. Like in MLB.com, we provide third-party parking for six teams because each team, you know, each league sort of has a different use of our platform because some cities are very different when it comes to their parking needs. But it really comes down to the same thing. Really create a seamless experience. Have the give a fan the ability to know where their parking is in proximity to the stadium. You know, everything's prepaid. You know, if you use the app, there's going to be navigation assistance to get you to that location because you don't know where these garages are generally. You know, when you're driving down downtown, you kind of just see them. But with our app, you see everything that's available to you right from your mobile device.
Now, how does a customer prove that they've paid for? Do they have to show a barcode on their phone or an email when they arrive at that particular garage? And are, you know, there's always a worry that you're going to get a strange look from a parking attendant that doesn't know an iPhone from ice cream. So, I mean, how do you guys handle that? Or how is there a, you know, you've had to do advanced work, evidently, working with the parking companies and parking garages.
Yeah. And you know, you hit right on the money, especially parking garages has sort of been the last space for innovation, right? I mean, you don't think of innovation.
It's a barren wasteland of concrete. I mean,
yeah. I mean, some of them don't accept cash. It's sometimes very shady, you know, to say the least. But yes, you're right. And then, The way that we enter any city, any market, is making sure that we have great local partners we work with, right? And you're right, there are some garages that are really tough to work with, generally speaking, and we've come to, you know, scale nationwide. We've got to work with really awesome partners, and we know really great partners from not bad ones. And, you know, they understand the value of our service, essentially, and they train their attendants to really understand what they need to do. Essentially, the way it usually works is, you know, if you go on the app or you go on the web and you park in advance, you get a confirmation ticket from the app or, you know, from the website via email, or you can directly get your reservation from the app now, and you show that to the attendant. But I will say this, we actually have been introducing some new technology, which has been awesome to sort of the barren wasteland of garages, is in a couple cities, right now it's DC and Baltimore so far, we have installed automatic gates, which essentially when you reserve with the app and you see it's going to say automated on the map where the location is, you get a QR code and you actually don't even have to deal with attendant anymore. You can just scan that. Get in, get out, have no worries. Everything's reserved. You have a space waiting for you. Everything's awesome. And we're also introducing that to San Francisco, sometime soon, as well as Houston probably in early next year. And we're hoping to roll that out in all our markets as soon as possible.
Yeah, that's really the way everything's going. You know, even going through airports or public transportation terminals, that's really where we're going. And, you know, Parking Panda, it's a startup. Nick Miller, Adam Zilberbaum back, you know, 4 years ago or so founded this. Was it kind of like a whim project they had, or did they really set out to, you know, sometimes when I assume these are younger guys, when they set out to do something, it's just kind of, you know, let's see what happens. And they really didn't plan for the future. Did these guys have a business plan and a mission, and did they have help and maybe even seed money or advice from other investors with Parking Panda?
Yeah. You know, they kind of met serendipitously, particularly in the startup weekend. They met that startup weekend, they created the plan, and they won startup weekend in Maryland, you know, the first one ever. And then from there, it kind of just jumped off, obviously. They felt like they had a business plan that can scale, that can really attack an issue of parking. And then after that, what happened was they went to New York to join an accelerator program. Okay. And from there, they returned back to Baltimore. And it was interesting, particularly because Baltimore is not what you consider a startup city. There are a number of startups now, but, you know, when Nick was going there, you know, he adamantly believes, one, in his hometown, and two, that we can succeed anywhere. And I think that's an important kind of aspect, right? I mean, a lot of our company is sort of like from the area and Baltimore born and bred. And, you know, I think it's kind of awesome, especially coming from a sports background and you know, our partnerships in sports, you know, loyalty to one's hometown is sort of awesome.
Yeah, especially, like you said, especially in sports. And, you know, in sports is just really all about partnerships, and that's how things get done in the sporting industry and a lot of other industries as well. Customers, of course, are going to ask you, Brian, is there an extra cost involved in them using the app versus, let's say, they just drove up to that parking deck without reserving? Would it be $20, and is it $25 if they go through Parking Panda?
Right, and this goes back to just having really great partners. So generally speaking, the way that our model works is we get a commission-based percentage based on every transaction from a garage. So when we work with these garage partners, many of them are willing to pay the price, so it's usually the same price that when they come in versus whether they just drive through, is because they're willing to pay that because we bring volume and we bring a new platform for them. One of the things that we do in innovating kind of this space is not just for drivers, but for garage owners as well. We give them a platform that allows them to set prices, to remain competitive in the market. And sort of when you think of like Expedia, for example, they optimize the hotel and airline industry by putting everything all in one place. So people kind of understand what the market's like, how prices should adjust based on events or things like that. And that's sort of what we're doing in parking. We're sort of optimizing that with our platform and allowing garage owners to sort of understand how to better uniquely position themselves to get more you know, customers. That being said, it sort of is relative. Sometimes you might be paying a little bit more, but essentially you're also paying for the convenience of it. It's one thing to go to a garage and then realize it's completely sold out on game day versus you reserve with us like 2 or 3 days in advance and you have a spot regardless of that. If that garage sells out, we have a spot dedicated for you.
So they save a spot for the person. There's never been an instance where somebody prepaid and they tried to get in there and they couldn't get in that garage.
Of course, we'd have some issues. I think that's the tough part, like when you have to outsource and sort of work with partners. Sometimes that miscommunication does happen. But more often than not, like in terms of our customer service, since we're very dedicated with that and we have our own customer service team here in Baltimore, we don't outsource that, is because we really, really value the experience for the fan, for the consumer, for, you know, for the event goer or the city traveler. We want to make that experience as seamless and as easy as possible. So, you know, that's why it's so key working with these partners, both sports and garage owners, is that they communicate and they understand the value. Like, for example, if you go into a garage and we have agreement with them to, let's say, have 200 spaces, in real time, when we reserve, they see that spot is taken by the customer as well, right? So if 200 of those spaces are gone on our website and on our mobile app and on there, and it's going to say sold out. So customers will know in advance that this is already happening in real time.
So can prices vary at the same garage depending on an event? Let me give an example. Let's say there's a U2 concert or a Taylor Swift concert. Can they charge more for that event than, you know, maybe a third rate, you know, hair band from the 1980s that's playing, you know, there where it's or do they look at there's going to be older people at this concert versus, One Direction. So we can charge more because it's a different demographic. Is that how possible, how that model works too?
Well, for us, working with these partners, we kind of have a preset agreements, particularly regarding prices, especially for events. You know, at the end of the day, we want to make this as easy as possible for our customers and drivers that, you know, just suddenly just want to use us because they want to figure out, you know, what the price sets are. You know, we want to make sure, with our model and the way that we use our platform is sort of to create a better pricing structure for parking, right? If you optimize this platform, people understand that, like, they're not going to get that many customers by using that kind of crazy pricing structure and using, like, kind of event structure pricing.
So keep it simple, stupid is,
you guys have been seeing
success with that. No, we thank you for that. That's definitely a plus, I think. And we're with Brian Lozano, parking of parkingpanda.com. He's a very good spokesperson for this company. Brian, if I had a startup, I would think I would want you on my team. You're giving all the right answers. You're very well schooled and a good spokesperson for Parking Panda.
Thank you, Rick. I'm not as good as trivia, but, you know, I do try.
Well, it depends. With trivia, it all depends on the categories. So, looking to kind of the current state of tickets, Brian, are you guys involved with any of the ticket resellers, StubHub or SeatGeek or any of those? Is that kind of an avenue you guys are looking at partnering with those guys? They can buy the tickets and the parking all right through them.
Oh, no, absolutely. If we have any opportunity to partner, you know, with ticket providers, we definitely do. I think we do have some partnerships with a couple of ticket providers. Off the top of my head, I'm not sure. I think it's Ticket City. I mean, I can always get back to you on that.
No problem. But that definitely is an avenue you guys are always investigating.
You know, essentially, what we've come to understand, especially coming scaling nationally, is working with great partners all around, not just from sports, but from events. Like, you know, we work with the National Zoo, for example, here in Washington, D.C., which is like a huge attraction. And there's actually not much parking around there. So that's been a huge boon for us. Working with kind of different companies and different organizations for different reasons, like parades or other kind of, like, what I've come to understand is that parking is sort of ubiquitous with everything we do because it's part of our transportation. So for us, like, I think this has just been a great opportunity to stretch the creativity of partnerships, right? Sports has been an amazing experience for us working with such great partners. Because really, ultimately, what we want to do is make parking painless, and nobody does not want that. When you work with, whether it be a restaurant, a huge stadium, an organization, a ticketing company, an event company, they also want to provide that experience to their consumer, especially when there's something driving related to that.
And we're going to venture away from a sporting event here real quickly, Brian. And I don't know anybody that hasn't received at least one parking ticket on a college campus. Is this a possibility somewhere in the future where you guys actually will, nobody carries around quarters anymore to put in a meter. Would you guys be able to partner with possibly colleges and universities and help handle the 800-pound gorilla that is parking on a college campus?
Well, I mean, that's a very, very large issue. And we'd obviously love to kind of investigate and navigate that if we can and have the opportunity to do so. What we've come to work, we've generally worked with more so private garages, valets, and lots. So we've never really dealt with sort of anyway street parking. And for us, that's not what our model kind of adheres to. But at the same time, you know, especially when it comes to colleges, another big issue is like bowl games, right? and
or a football Saturday. There's only six of those, maybe a year, but you know, that's those 6 days parking is, you know, unreal.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. And you know, when if and when, and maybe I'll say it like that, if we get the opportunity to work with the college to make and digitize and, you know, make their parking experience for their, for both visitors as well as students alike and teachers to use or, to get a better experience, we'll definitely partner with them. You know, we already have some great experience in other ventures. For example, working in Sacramento, we work with the Convention Center Bureau there. And that's sort of, you know, an arm of the Convention Center, which works for the government. And, you know, working in the Convention Center, for example, has been a great experience for us because it's sort of a different avenue to really help people that visit Sacramento and events that are being held there, you know, to kind of make that experience better.
Yeah, there's nothing like going to Sacramento for a convention. I mean, that you gotta, you know, if you can eliminate the parking issue at that, you've the next issue for you would be world hunger. So just to really take a, I'm not making light of it, Brian, but you know, it's I know that there's tons of avenues out there. I'll mention another one here in a second, but let's take a quick break for Amazon.com. Sure. They're a partner here at the network, and if you're doing any shopping on Amazon during the holiday season or after the New Year's, you can use the affiliate link here at the studio. It's netcaststudio.com/Amazon. And, you know, pretty much everything is available on Amazon now. And who knows, maybe Parking Panda will partner up with Amazon for something. Everyone else is a partner with Amazon right now. So why not? But there's no extra cost to you, and you can buy goods for gifts and for yourself and just a ton of great deals on Amazon here leading up to the holidays. So that's netcaststudio.com/Amazon. And Brian, maybe something that a lot of people don't know about me is actually I worked for an upscale off airport parking lot company in their finance and accounting department for a couple of years. So actually I have some parking lot experience. Airport parking, especially in a city like Atlanta here, is a huge industry. There are at the airport, there's about three huge lots, and then there's a dozen or so off airport parking lots. Is that enough? I mean, I'm throwing things out here and seeing if they stick. But, you know, an airport, managing the parking or helping prepaying for the parking at an airport, I would think that's a huge window of opportunity.
Absolutely. And we're actually in that space as well. If you actually go on our homepage and you just go under our featured cities, we actually have airport parking right there. And we created a dedicated page for some of our featured, you know, airports. And you're absolutely right. I mean, airports, it's parking is generally very difficult, but it's especially difficult for people visiting cities they've never gone to, or that they're going, you know, going to an airport in order to go to a city they want to go to or vacation or anything like that. And it's very complicated. So, you know, we work with garage lots, valets, and in these different cities to try to get as much airport parking as possible as well, because we understand that it's a hassle, to say the least, you know, especially with short-term or long-term airport parking, because all of the different policies for different airports are very different. So, I mean, if you go to Washington, D.C., for example, you have like three available airports within, you know, give or take an hour away from each other, right? BWI, DCA, Reagan. And all of them have sort of different policies regarding airport parking or transportation or things within a lot. So, you know, we try to make it as easy as possible. And we're trying to make it as comprehensive as possible across the country.
Yeah, because then you start dealing with an airport authority or a town hall. I mean, it's a lot different than, you know, parking at a college stadium or something. But do you guys discriminate small cities versus large cities? Is your model more set up for larger cities versus small cities? Because, you know, if you, I don't know if you've ever been to Lambeau Field in Green Bay, there is a lot, but a lot of the parking is done by, you know, Lambeau Field's in a neighborhood, basically, just like Wrigley Field. People park in front yards or doctor's offices or a church, and they run those businesses as a revenue source for them. They count on those eight home games when they're in the regular season a year. So your model may not work in a Green Bay, but, you know, it may work in a Atlanta where there's it's in a downtown area with big decks and big lots.
Yeah, I mean, we're in over 40 cities at this point, mostly because we understand that, you know, our platform can work in big and small cities, large metropolis areas where there's kind of very dynamic transportation systems, and areas that are more relatively, you know, owned by cars, right? We just recently opened up in Cleveland and Columbus, for example, in Ohio, and partnered with the Browns to kind of provide parking, you know, for the Browns at their stadium. And it's been a great, great experience, kind of opening up in Cleveland and Columbus. And what we've come to recognize is the bigger barrier is that most people don't even realize that they can park in advance. So, you know, when we come into these cities, it's not even like that we can get great partners. I think great partners is sort of our model of getting into any city. But the harder part is sort of getting people the behavioral shift, understanding that they can do parking in advance. It's something that most people, you know, what they do is they get everything else, right? You can get your plane ticket, you can get your train ticket, you can get your game, you can get all the other things in advance, but you never think about parking. So the most important thing is sort of just getting out there, right? And getting people to understand what their capacity as consumers are. So parking, what we've understood is sort of ubiquitous in its pain. How cities kind of utilize this, or how sports teams utilize this, is according to their needs. You know, some cities will just get a lot more volume in terms of people, but others, we just get a lot of repeat users because, you know, they like to use our product. They like to get sort of a convenient and seamless experience. And, you know, who doesn't sort of like the opportunity to feel like a VIP by being able to do this stuff in advance? And and a lot of it too is, you know, you're sort of it's part of the new trend, and people love to be part of that, right? The new opportunity to try something, you know, that you can tell your friends that you did, and it's awesome, and you kind of become the influencer amongst that.
Oh yeah. You want to be the early adopter.
Absolutely.
Oh yeah. I mean, there's nothing like it. I mean, and Parking Panda is in that space. You guys are, I would think you guys are leading the way. So wrapping up here with Brian Lozano of Parking Panda. And Brian, here's your chance to plug whatever you want to plug, website. You guys are all over social media, I'm sure. And if people have questions, what's an email that they can get a hold of somebody there?
Yeah. So you can visit our website, parkingpanda.com. There you can check out all the information. Also, we have updated when redesigned and released our new apps, 3.0 version on iOS and Android. And actually, right now, if you download our app, we have a very awesome promotion. By using promotion app10, you can actually save $10 on your first reservation on the new app. And it's only app-based only. So that's awesome. That's essentially free parking for a lot of the cities we're in. So if you ever want to try it, this is a good opportunity for new users to use it. You can follow us on Twitter at Parking Panda, at Parking Panda, as well as on Facebook. And if you have any questions, just info@parkingpanda.com. You can ask for me, Brian Lozano, or anybody else, and we'll be there and ready and willing to answer anything and everything parking.
Yeah, we appreciate that. Sadly, that $10 is not going to get me free parking in Atlanta.
No, but it will guarantee relatively cheap parking for a good event.
Yeah, so I can use that $10 and get a grande frappuccino. You know, heading there. You go laughing again. I mean, I'm trying to be, I'm trying to give you some insight on how I live, and you're laughing, but my wife laughs at me every day. So
laughter is the spice of life. That's what they say.
Yeah, if you can't laugh at yourself, I mean, what's the whole point of even going out of the house in the morning? So
that's exactly right.
So yeah, that's a great deal. That's kind of like a little holiday gift from Parking Panda to potential new customers. So I think that's a great idea.
Can I make one more plug?
You're single and you're looking for a girlfriend or what?
Oh, very close, very very close. No, I just wanted to say for any of the listeners, especially regarding holiday. We actually did create a new system. If you go to parkingpanda.com/gifts, you can actually give the gift of parking, which is sort of a weird kind of prospect, but we allow anyone to give gift cards of parking, especially if someone's going to be going to an event or something like that, and you want to give them an obscure gift. That's awesome. You can do that as well. Great.
Brian, I get 200 pitches a day for my articles of people wanting me to write about them. And nobody has ever pitched me give the gift of parking. So that's I've been pitched a lot of give the gift of faster Wi-Fi. I mean, I've been pitched everything you can imagine. But now you've just upped the ante, Brian, and give the gift of parking. If I gave my wife a certificate that said free parking, I might want to go live at Starbucks because I'm not going to be allowed to stay in my house. But I know that there's somebody that you know, that maybe is going to the Justin Timberlake concert and they need
Fleet Macwood, you know.
I don't know who they are, but Fleetwood Mac, we do know, and you know that's a little out of your generation. Can you here's a trivia, Brian. Can you name any member in Fleetwood Mac?
I cannot, and it is totally beyond my generation.
You just lost in team trivia at Buffalo Wild Wings. So I'm taking home the $30 gift card at that point. But Brian, you're a great sport, and like I said, you're a great spokesperson for the company. Those guys there should be proud and happy to have you on the team, and hopefully you get a big Christmas bonus because you deserve it. I ask all my guests, Brian, one last. I'm being serious again, Brian. So just don't laugh. I mean, I'm trying to help your career, but I ask my guests always one last question. What's the one gadget or device out right now you can't live without, Brian?
Oh man, there's so many. I will say Todoist. It's an awesome task management app that I've been using.
I know that app.
Yeah, it's been wonderful, and I've just upgraded to the premium version, and it's just really, really helped me just make everything as awesome as I can make it.
So would you say that's your favorite app right now?
Right now, I would say that is my favorite app.
Yeah, even over Parking Panda. Huh?
Well, you know, I mean, I thought it would be, I thought it's taboo to kind of promote your own app, you know, in that
space. No, that's a given. That's a given. I tried throwing you under the bus there, but... No, that's a given that, you know, Parking Panda, I recommend Parking Panda, a download and a try of that, because I think that's a great idea. And, for the right people, it's, it could be, it's not only convenient, but it could be, like you said, a time saver and a lifesaver getting to an event on time. Even it could, help you do that.
Yep. That's right. All right.
Yep. Thanks for coming on, Brian. I want everyone to check out parkingpanda.com and download the iOS or Android app. We have one more Tech of Sports next week. It is my annual Rick's Picks of some of the top gadgets in the sports world and out. And Steve and I will take over that show next week. So, Brian, thanks for coming on, and good luck to Parking Panda. Netcast Studio has many other shows which could be of interest to you. You can head over to netcaststudio.com and check out all of those shows, as well as the podcast directory set up by the people at Netcast Studio. It's Two Thumbs Up Media, twothumbsupmedia.com. Discover new shows on Two Thumbs Up Media. You've been listening to the Tech of Sports podcast on Netcast Studio production.